il Museo Civico. Through the cloister, on to the right of San Francesco Church, you'll find the entrance to the Museo Civico di Bassano del Grappa, which is situated in the same area as the church and convent of San Francesco. These grounds were shut down in 1771 due to a decree later becoming private council property in 1772. Then, in 1773, the city decided to move the Ospedale degli Infermi hospital, thus replacing the already existing one in Via Beata Giovanna. In 1771, the hospital was opened after a long period of reconstruction and then shut down again in 1831, when, due to unhygienic conditions, doctors and patients could no longer stay. From this moment on, the empty rooms started welcoming paintings. The museum complex was opened in 1828 after receiving a donation by the naturalist Giambattista Brocchi. This donation was initially kept in Casa Bonfaldini. The museum was established here in 1840, thus becoming the first civic museum in Veneto to have its own archive as well as an archaeological section, an art gallery and a library in its collection. From the moment on, the wealth of the museum's collection became more noticeable. However, only a small part of it can now be seen. In the archaeological section, there is a now new setup with evidence of Paleo-Veneto Age, Magna Graecia Roman and Medieval, as well as, in the cloister, lapidaries of memorials, emblems, inscription tombs and architectural scraps dating back to the 13th century, and in the art gallery, which owns more than 500 paintings. Moreover, Jacopo da Ponte holds a prestigious role within our museum. In fact, it is right here that you can find the largest existing collection of his paintings, together with complete documentation of his work. Also, don't miss the section dedicated to Antonio Canova, one of the major new classical artists. You will find over 3,000 originally signed works here: the epistolary, the library, draft, chalks, and Canova's unique monochromes. Another incredibly well-kept secret within the archaeological section of the museum is the Spada del Brenta, which was incidentally found by the young Riccardo Lanner in 2010 on the bottom of the Brenta riverbed in Nove. It was probably forged around the half of the second millennium before Christ by a local population, and it's one of the best conserved findings of the Iron Age. The museum regularly hosts temporary exhibitions which are always full of curious facts and interesting works for all art lovers to admire. A visit here is a must.